on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
They're racing at Hillside today. It's a twilighter. The first is at 3:40. The first of eight is at 3:40. And then we wind up at 7:30 with race eight, race over 1,300 metres. So a terrific twilight program at Hillside today. And who better to take us through his thoughts than Dean Lester. How are you, Dino?
Hello, Matty.
All's good?
Very well, thank you. Very envious of you being down there at Launceston. What a great day.
Oh, mate, it is so beautiful down here. The place is looking pristine. The flowers are out. And the lawns are looking amazing. And the track looks fantastic as well. And after a few little glitches with Alwick in Mowbray in the last few months, the word from the track manager and others is that the track's going to play really, really well today. And it's a terrific card down here, isn't it?
It is a good card. And one of your stomping grounds down there, Matty?
Bit of history. Yeah. Had a bit of a flurry for a few years in a row. A bit of Barn Boogle into Mowbray action a few years ago as well, which was good.
Yeah, love to play Barn Boogle.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing. Any thoughts on the Mowbray program today?
The Cup's an interesting race when you've got WT going up so much in weight. Barade, I think Runaway's really well placed. He won with the big weight last start, and I think he's got his mojo back, so I'd probably going with Runaway.
And obviously all the talk is about Still a Star for the backstory and the All-Star Mile and so on. It's going to be interesting to see how Still a Star can go first up after such a long break with one of those niggling issues with a lung complaint as well that forced her out for so long. So there's got to be that in the back of punters' minds, I guess, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the query, but she's a very good filly last season and regardless of the backstory with her, she's just a good racehorse. So looking forward to seeing her today for Billy Ryan, and it's a good race, the Vamos, as it is each year.
No, absolutely right, and there's a couple of other really interesting races as well. What do you make of Sandown? Is this a good punters program today?
I like the latter part of it. Yeah, I think we can come home with a bit of a rush, so if we get patient early, we'll come home strong.
All right, well, let's get rolling. What are the track conditions today? We started with a good four?
Good four, rail out, yep. 12 metres. The going stick's 9.2 and the shear's 9.2.
Beautiful. All right, the first is over 1,500 metres. It's a maiden. The only scratching here is number 10, Mrs. Murphy. Short price favourite here on the fixed, and that's number 2, Ballinger, from Hayes and Dabbenig at $1.90 on the fixed odds. Then we go out to $6, number 8, And She Was, $8.50, number 7, Our Ginger Ninja, and one a bit shorter there, Booble Boy, number 1 is at $7.50. But we do have a short one here, Dino.
We do, Matty and Ballinger. Both runs this time in have been good. He runs on strongly at the end of the races that he's contested. So you think 1,500 would suit, and I think this is probably the weakest maiden he's contested. So he really gets his chance to break through. I'm hoping for a good run from And She Was. She's a filly I've got a small involvement in, and I thought ran pretty well first up. That race wasn't run to suit at Sale, but she reeled off some of the best late sectionals of the day. So I think 1,500 second up's ideal for her, and she can run well. Number 4, and that is Old Fashioned, who I thought ran quite well on debut, and the second up run was quite sound also. And 7, Our Ginger Ninja, who was massive odds here last start, but ran well, gets Jamie Mott, might be next best. But I think 2 will probably win, maybe 8's the little Quinella chance. 2, 8, 4, 7.
2, 8, 4, 7 in the first. The second is over 1,000 metres. Quite a few debutantes here. The scratching is number 2, Grinzinger Prince. Market-wise, we go right down to the bottom to Tempest Charm, number 8. At $2.70, and then we go up to number 1, Feudal Empire, $3.70, and $3.90, number 5, Star Religion, and then we get out a fair bit. So, 3 right at the top of the market here.
Yeah, trying to line up trial form and race form. I thought the trial recently of Feudal Empire jumped out at Cranbourne on the 15th of February and went well. This is a son of capitalist. He was a $260,000 yearling out of Belle Couture, of course, the half sister to Black Caviar by Redoute's Choice. So beautiful pedigree. And he makes his debut here, and I think he might make a winning debut. He's trialled well enough to beat 5, Starry Legend, who had a jump out at Caulfield recently and chased Dosh, who's very fast filly, and they beat the rest fairly well. So I think this son of Zoustar can run well on debut. He's a $500,000 yearling in his own right. 4, Square Cut, The McArdle stable have had great success with this breed over a good period of time, and this gelding trial quite well recently. And Tempest Charm ran okay first up in that Blue Diamond Prelude for fillies. Actually, don't think that's very strong form, but at least has race experience on her side. 1, 5, 4, and 8.
1, 5, 4, and 8. Which one was Belcatura? I remember there was one. I think it was the first.
Danny O'Brien. Yep.
Yeah, right, okay. The first one was the one with the unpronounceable name that Hayes had.
They're the daughters of. This was a half-sister.
Sorry, right.
Yeah. Ossietra was the first foal, yeah.
All right, no worries. Okay, well, there'll be a lot of interest on in Feudal Empire today, but the market hasn't leapt into Feudal Empire yet?
Well, he's second favourite, and yep. He has trialled up pretty well. I don't think it's a strong race, so, yeah, it's a good chance for him to make a winning debut.
All right, well, I think there'll be a lot of attention on that runner today. Over to race 3, this is over 1,500 metres. Fillies and mares, benchmark 70. We've only got a small field of 7. We've got a $2.15 fixed odds favourite with the tab, and that's White Hibiscus number 3. Then out to $4.60, Don't Tell the Boss number 2. $5, Ruby Street number 5. And then $7.50 for Jessica Ray, and then out the gate the rest. So a bit of a shorty here in White Hibiscus for Damien Lane and Danny O'Brien.
Yes, as Trent Langscar reported earlier, as much as $3 was bet when they first opened up, but she's got into probably her right price now. Disappointed, obviously, as a favourite last start, but she's been freshened up. She's trialled well, and her previous two runs were terrific at Sandown, so I think she can bounce back. The danger might be Ruby Street. I think 1,500 is probably as far as she wants, but she was very good winning at Pakenham last start. Showed a really neat turn of foot when she needed it. And before that, ran well to Diamonds and Stones, who then won here last week. So that form is pretty solid. 2, Don't Tell the Boss, upper distance limit for her. And 4, Jessica Ray, who looks the leader, does actually drop 5 kilos on her run last start. But yeah, I think she's a pretty good favourite, White Hibiscus, and the one to beat. 3, 5, 2, and 4.
3, 5, 2, and 4 in the second. The third. The fourth, we go without number 4, Fire Free, the legend of the bushfire region. The most ironically named horse of all time. Let's have a look at the market here, Dino. It looks pretty open. $4.60 for Aurora Symphony, number 1. Then we go down to $5.50 to Fintan the Queen, number 10. $6.50, Monteferrante, and also Paris Pike. $8, Rising Archie. And I might have even missed one. $6.50, Research. So wide open, in, at least in the betting market.
Certainly is, Matt, and basically I don't like Chenners down the bottom, but the rest I'm be giving a little chance to. It's a really hard race. I'm going to go with one at odds here, number 9, Think Champagne, formerly with the Michelle Payne stable, now with Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. I thought made an encouraging debut for the stable at Stony Creek recently, because it's a testing track, the creek, and had 63 kilos first up, 2,100, and I thought battled on pretty well. Drops 6.5 kilos for that run. Fitter, well-drawn, informed T.O. Nugent. I'm going to go with number 9 to beat 10, Fintan Aquin, who's in career-best form. She's won 2 of her past 3, so she's going great guns. 7, Black Bow Tyres, always threatened to win one of these. He's fit. He's going quite well. He's there with a chance. And 6, Rising Archie. I think he can beat home Aurora Symphony from their most recent meeting, and that makes him next best. But I'm with Think Champagne at a bit of a price. 9, 10, 7, and 6.
That bit of a price is $11. Is that the ceiling for that? Will punters who are going to follow you in, would they be well advised to maybe take the $11, do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine he'd start any longer. If he does, I'd be a little probably concerned, if anything. But, yeah, I think he probably should be a bit shorter.
All right, we're 4 down, Dino. You're listening to RSN Racing Pulse and Racing Central combined down here at Launceston for Launceston Cup Day. Dean Lester's taking us through his thoughts for Sandown Hillside today. At 13 minutes after 10, we're going to take a short break and come back with the last 4 races.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
And we're at Lonnie. We're at Marlborough Racecourse, and you never quite know what you're going to get down in Tassie with the weather, but this is absolutely picture perfect down here. I think it's heading to a top of high teens, maybe about 18 or 19. There's not a breath of wind, and it's going to be absolutely magnificent. And to fuel our coffers, we need to find a winner at Sandown. And Dean did say early on that he's a bit keener back half than front half, and we are up to the second half now. The fifth race at 6 p.m. tonight is over 1,500 metres, and the scratchings are 7, Vancouver Lad, 9, Vitosha, 10, I Am Chickasaw, and 11, sensation. Market-wise, Tycoon Bucks right down the bottom, number 12, is the $3.70 fixed odds favourite. Pretty open market, though. $4.60 for number 3, Legend of Zorro. $5, number 1, Dejumbuck. I think I got that a bit wrong. Gentleman Roy is at $6.50. $9, Commodus. $6.50, Grable. So it is quite open. Dean, is this where your enthusiasm starts to rise with the first leg of the quad?
No, we'll just be happy to get past this leg, Matty. I'm going with Commodus, number 4. It's a horse I've always had a bit of time for, and obviously, as has the trainer, he ran him in the Australian Guineas as a maiden last year. And he showed ability last time in winning a race and running okay, and his first up run was good. I think he's just got a good chance in an even race. But 8, Grable, I was impressed with her debut win for the Jamie Edwards Yard. She looks as though she can make her own luck and run well. Gentleman Roy, I thought he just laboured on rain-affected ground 2 starts back. But he also applied the blinkers last start, got on the dry and showed his true ability. And number 12, Tycoon Bucks, who was no match for the very impressive Tuvalu 2 starts back, but then came out in her own right and run very impressively last start. So she's going quite well and drops a little bit in weight and gets Damien Oliver next best, 4, 8, 2 and 12.
And your top tip, Commodus, is $9 on the fixed odds following your $11 first selection in the previous or one of the earlier races. So a little bit of value there, punters, for Dean's top selections. Let's have a look at race 16-0. This is over 1,800 metres, and the scratchings are number 1, Clever Approach, 7, Seb Silk, and 8, Dargo. Start from the bottom and work your way up. Gee, this is open. $4.40, Kansai, number 10. Same price as number 5, Harmony Nation. So 5 and 10, both $4.40 on the fixed odds. $4.60, number 9, Rebel Racer from the Mark Cavanagh stable. $5.50, Magnus Eva. And also Sign Seal Deliver, $6.50, Green Ivy. So all but one under double-figure odds.
Yeah, I think the market will, I'm hoping, will gravitate towards Sign Seal Delivery. He's the horse with upside for mine. Showed good ability last time in, ran those good races behind Persan over last winter. And recent jump out at Avoca was just spot on for this sort of race. And know the Kamani stable can have them ready for 1,800 first up. I think he's just got a bit more future and upside than these. I'm quite keen on him, number 4, at a backable price. To beat 10, Kansai has a similar profile, lightly raced, progressive for the Nigel Blackerson Yard, can run well. 6, Magnus Eva keeps running well in this grade, but finding it hard to win. And Green Ivy's much the same, but I think he's racing it probably as well as he can at the moment, might be next best. 4, 10, 6 and 3.
And 3 with a dollop of enthusiasm there from Dino in race 6. Over to race 17, we have the scratchings here of number 1, Call It A Day, and also 11, Magic Pippa, and 12, Ceres. Market-wise, $3.40, number 2, Harlem Blues, $4, Dynamic Duo, number 4, $6 for Private Lounge, number 7, and then we go to $8, Madam Bolly. What are we going to do here?
Well, it's a bit of a clash of confidences here. I'm pretty keen on Harlem Blues. He resumes from a spell. He resumes as a gelding. Last time in, he was well in the betting on Melbourne Cup Day behind the LA Boom, and then he ran a good race behind Riding the Wave at Ballarat. I think that's really strong form for a 64-grade race, and he's trialled well, and I think he'll be up on the speed. Dynamic Duo, as much as Trent Langscale reported, as much as $11 was bet about him, and there has been scratchings, but he's been very well found. He was pretty good first up. He ran the best 800, 600, 400, 200 of the meeting. Whether he's an effective second up, and he'll get back, but he'll be strong late. 7, Private Lounge, first run for Patrick Payne, formerly with Andrew Payne. She's been a bit of a heartbreaker because she showed so much ability early in her career, but she does still have enough talent to run well in a race like this. And 9, Kutara, has been running well, consistent in this grade, and next best. But no, I'm pretty keen on Harlem Blues here, 2, 4, 7 and 9.
2, 4, 7 and 9, another one where Dean's getting keen. Let's go to the last. We've got a few scratchings here. 1, Exeter. Kip Keita, number 3, 4 Star Days, 6 Chalice, 10 Crowded Monarch, and 14 over there, and also 17 Blazing Lace. So, been whacked around a little bit. $3.50 favourite is number 11, Hot in Paris, from the Leon and Troy Corson stable. Lockie King taking a claim. Then we get out to $4.40 Stretto, number 5, $4.80 Mr. Raikkonen, number 8, 2 Confident at $7.50. and $9 for Corinna, $11 French Bishop. So looks wide open unless you're keen on the favourite, Dino.
I like two horses in this race, and one of them is the favourite, Hot in Paris. I think she's a talented mare. She's racing well. She's had a little freshen up. I think she's going to be on the speed here, do very little work to get there, and I think the course and stable are striking so well at the moment, and I think she's going to be hard to beat. The danger, though, is I think a really promising filly in number 13, Starlight Scope, and she's at good odds to find out if she's up to this. I'm sure she is. She had a recent jump out behind Pippi, and I thought she went very well, and she can run well fresh. Five, Stretto resumes trial quite well on the Ballarat Synthetic recently, and two, Confidant, who's racing well. 11, 13, 5, and 2.
11, 13, 5, and 2. I reckon our listeners are going to be very keen on your quaddy thoughts because your enthusiasm was pretty high through those races. What's the overall strategy?
The best for me is Harlem Blues, Matty, in race 7, number 2. The best value is Sign, Seal, Deliver, race 6, number 4. The quaddy, I think we load up the first leg, numbers 2, 3, 4, 8, and 12. The second leg, 3, 4, 6, and 10. Third leg, 2, 4, 7. And the last leg, 2, 5, 11, and 13. But, yeah, races 6 and 7 are the ones that interest me the most.
All right, terrific. Hey, we've got a minute up our sleeve. Just a quick look ahead to the weekend. Sydney's, I don't know what the weather forecast is, but, you know, very elegant Colette go around again, and then the Guineas in Melbourne, and we see the Harrovian for the first time. Even this far out, is there anything that you're most looking forward to on the weekend?
Oh, I'd say the Guineas, and really looking forward to actually seeing the barrier draw for the Guineas because I think it'll play a major role in it. We saw Tagaloa from an inside draw take advantage of that the other day, but I think the Perth horse, Dom de Chute, if he draws well, he'll be ridden in a totally different fashion to what we saw in that race, and he might be one at odds worth playing because his run was very, very good under the circumstances of that race. And as you said, the fields are out for the Chipping Norton. There's nine runners, and Very Elegant's come up with 4, Colette from 8, Funstar from 5. They're the major players. Avilius resuming again from 7, Colding from barrier 2. So, yeah, it's a neat sort of group 1 field, 9 runners, but the mares again to the 4.
But just to see if Colette can knock over Very Elegant again and maybe even up a bit in the way that both assess, because she's creeping up Colette now, isn't she?
Just want to see her do it on genuine good ground. I think she might be one of the best wet trackers around, but now she's got to do it probably on better ground, if indeed she does have to. But she's certainly making good inroads, and she's got a good CV, having won a ATC Oaks, a Golden Eagle, winning first up in the Apollo, and now a legitimate chance in a Group 1 Chipping Norton.
And just a quick one. I know you'll do a lot more homework in the meantime, but is a horse like the Harrovian a hard one to assess?
It's hard to get out of your mind him getting beaten in 58s here.
Yeah.
It's amazing what he's done. But you know what he's been doing is beating fields that are very competitive, and you've just got to probably take that a little bit on face value. But it's amazing the transformation that he's made in the last 12 months.
Absolutely. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you, Matty.
Dean Lester there taking us through his thoughts for Sandown Hillside. His numbers are going to be all over the RSN Twitter handle and website and all that sort of stuff, and his quaddy thoughts will be there as well. And he was very, very keen throughout the quaddy league, so take note of that. We're going to take a break, and then on the other side of it, we're going to flick the switch over to RSN Central.